Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, so, oh, you have it, there, great. Shri Narada Vacha.
Narada Vacha.
Guru Naivang.
Guru Naivang.
Prati Prokto.
Prati Prokto.
Bhuya.
Bhuya.
Mahasuraha.
Mahasuraha.
Sutang.
Sutang.
Nat.
Nat.
Chet.
Chet.
Guru.
Guru.
Mukhiyang.
Mukhiyang.
Te.
Te.
Kuto.
Kuto.
Bhadrasati,
Bhadrasati,
Matahi,
Matahi,
Shinaravacha,
Shinaravacha,
Guru Naivam Prati Prakto, Prakto,
Guru Naivam Prati Prakto,
Bhuya Aha, Bhuya Aha Sura Sutam,
Bhuya Aha Sura Sutam,
Vachet Guru Mukhiyam Te,
Vachet Guru
Kutu Bhadra Sati Matahi
Kutu Bhadra Sati
Matahi Shinarda Vacha
Shinarda Vacha
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Bhuya Aha Sura Sutam
Bhuya Aha Sura Sutam
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Kuto Bhadra Sati Matahi
Kuto Bhadra Sati Matahi
Shinarda Vacha
Shinarda Vacha
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Bhuya Aha Surasutam
Bhuya Aha Surasutam
Tachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Tachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Kuto Bhadra Sati Matahi
Kuto Bhadra Sati Matahi
Shri Narada Vacha Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Bhuya Ahasura Sutam
Bhuya Ahasura Sutam
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Kutu Bhadra Sati Mati
Kutu Bhadra Sati Mati Shinada Vacha
Shinada Vacha
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Guru Naivam Prati Prokto
Bhuya Asura Sutam
Bhuya Asura Sutam
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Kuta Kuto Bhadra Sati Mati
Kuto Bhadra Sati Mati
Shri Narada Vacha
Shri Narada Vacha
Guru Guru Naivam Prati Prakto
Guru Naivam Prati Prakto
Bhuya Aha Sura Suta
Bhuya Aha Sura Suta
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Kuto Abhadra Sati Mate
Kuto Abhadra Sati Mate
Shri Narada Vacha
Shri Narada Vacha
Guru
Naivam Prati Prokto
Bhuya Asura Sutam
Bhuya Asura Sutam
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te
Kuto Bhadra Sati Mati
Kuto Bhadra Sati Mati
Okay. Shri Narada Vacha
Narada Vacha
Narada Muni said
Guru
Na
by the teacher
Evam
thus
but Prati Proktaha
being answered
Buyaha
again
Aha
said
Asuraha the great demon Hiranyakashipu Satam
unto his son.
Not. Chet
if.
Guru Mukhi issued from the mouth of your teacher.
Issued from the mouth of your teacher.
Iyam
this.
Te
your.
Kutaha
from where?
Abhadra. O inauspicious one.
O inauspicious one.
Where have you gotten it? So purport by his divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There's a different, definite chance there. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that devotional service is actually bhadra sati, not bhadra asati. In other words, knowledge of devotional service can be neither inauspicious nor contrary to etiquette. To learn devotional service is the duty of everyone. Therefore, the spontaneous education of Prahlad Maharaj is supported as auspicious and perfect. So, again the verse. Chinardavacha gunayam pati prokto huya aha sura sutam nachatkuru mukiyam te kuto buddha sati. Matahi, so Om Ganat, Chilananda Shah, Gananjana, Shilakaya, Chakshur, and Mididam, Yena Tasmai, Shirveda Maha. So, this is, of course, right after our friend Hiranyakashipu had accused Sunda and Amartha, the sons of Shukadeva, this devious devotional service in the heart of Prahlad Maharaj. And Sunda and Amartha were innocent. If you could say that about demons, or sons of demons. They were innocent. They hadn't done that. They just were following the orders of their superior father and following the orders of Hiranyakashipu. So that's generally to not follow orders when it actually conflicts with their basic moral principles. So anyway, so they were responsible. In other words, Sanda and Amartha couldn't say, or they could say, of course, but they, even if they did say, we're not responsible, just following orders, teaching demoniac things, that doesn't absolve them from responsibility. They still have to take whatever reaction they were going to get, you know, karmically or otherwise. So that's one point. Another point here is... with Prahlad Maharaj, that he received this knowledge not spontaneously, really, even though it appears that it was spontaneous. He received this knowledge when he was in the womb of his mother, Kayadu. And Kayadu was... Muni's ashram is in Narda Kund, which is part of Govardhan. I think you went there for an old lady or an old man or something like that. In other words, you weren't aware that it was material Sukriti. Because the material Sukriti, you know, there's pious activities and impious activities. Pious activities get you elevation, impious activities get you condemned and going to places like Yamaraj. So, as far as an intoxicated drunkard, he starts dancing and chanting with the devotees, then what? That's a Gyata Sukriti. He's doing devotional service without knowing. So, generally, that's how we start people in devotional service. Although, Krishna does say that people come because they're looking for knowledge, or they're inquisitive, or they're looking for wealth. You know, the four verses, the four things in the Gita. Chaturvidha, Patantima. Anyway, whatever. So, generally, people come because they came in contact with a pure devotee and they heard the holy names or they took some prasadam or something like that. And in my own life, I experienced somewhat of that. And maybe you've heard that story before. I was listening to the radio and something in my heart woke up. And of course, that's similar to the statement that's made in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pramanda Brahmate Kadna Bhagwan Jiv Guru Krishna Prasadi Pari Bhakti Lata Bhish. That when the living entity was wandering throughout various species and different planets and everything like that, comes in contact with a pure devotee and hears from the pure devotee, he gets the what? Bhakti Lata Bhish. What's a Bhakti Lata? Dad, let me ask the children. What's the Bhakti Lata? What? It's what? What's a lata? Let's take it apart. It's a lady that you know. Anyway, it's a lata. Lata. Mangesh. What is her name, Lata?
Mangesh.
That's a lata. A lata means like a plant.
Yes.
The shell of the material world. So the seed of that, the Bhakti Lata Bhish, is planted by contact with a pure devotee. And you see that practically in everyone's life, of course, Prabhupada, for example, is always a pure devotee, but the example that Prabhupada gives in his life, that he came across a spiritual master when he was, you know, just a basically a young married person, and his spiritual master just implanted the seed of Lord Chaitanya's mission in his heart. By telling him you are young men, referring to him and his friend, you should preach Chaitanya's mission in English. So that was like initial contact, which became the inspiration for someone for their whole life. What happened with me when I came in contact, because I can't compare myself with Prabhupada, but when I came in contact with Prabhupada hearing on the radio, my whole life changed. I became completely disinterested and everything that I was doing, which was university studies, which wasn't so productive. I became completely disinterested and just heard the call. It's like the Pied Piper. Or book distribution. Prabhupada said even if someone sees the book, puts the book on his shelf in a very prominent place, that's the start of their devotional service. And of course, there's that famous story, the Prabhupada said, if someone takes simply wonderful, they'll come to the temple and become simply wonderful. So anyway, so this is what's being described, or indirectly in this particular verse, that Prahlad Maharaj learned everything, came in contact with everything through the association of a pure devotee, even while the people who are expecting children should always hear and chant about Krishna and not engage in too much prajalpa. And in this way, they'll give birth to Krishna conscious children. So, any questions? Questions, comments? Keshav? No questions. Isha? So, and then adults here? It's just not. It's not going to happen. Like the statement Tad Viginartam Sagurum Eva Adigachet, that if one actually, it is essential, if one wants spiritual knowledge, achedet means essential, it's imperative, it's the imperative in Sanskrit. One must, here we're talking about either Vartma Pradarshika Guru. Vartma, there's different gurus, of course. Vartma Pradarshika is the one who first shows you the path, then there's the Shiksha Guru. And then ultimately, there's a Diksha Guru. And then you can have many Shiksha Gurus and only one Diksha Guru. Anyway, so an example of Vartma Pradarshika Guru would be Dhruva Maharaj's mother. Isn't it? Suniti. And she said to Dhruva Maharaj, Guru is going on, and this is normal procedure. So anyway, so yes, you need association. Without association, you know, it's not going to material Krishna, but those with the, and also one actually has to have, let's say, an attitude or a desire for self-realization too. Because if one doesn't have that desire, you know, you can hear and you just become angry. You hear about Krishna, become angry. So everything happens because of a reason. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj heard within the womb of his mother Kayadu, it was accidental. He was meant to be in the womb of a particular mother and comes in contact with a particular type of association due to the soul's level of sukriti. Okay.